FNC's Carlson, by an irrational vaccine demands about power, it is dominance and submission. By Jeff Poor on September 14, 2021. Monday, FNC's Tucker Carlson opened his first program since President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate announcement last week with a scathing critique of the president and his administration. Carlson argued Biden's gesture had more to do with power and dominance over the public than improving the lives of Americans. Transcript as follows. Carlson, the COVID vaccines aren't like other vaccines that you might be familiar with, so here are some things that we know about them. Unlike, say, the smallpox vaccine, which prevents you from getting smallpox, the COVID vaccines do not necessarily prevent you from getting COVID. The COVID vaccine does not prevent you from spreading COVID to other people. The long-term effects of the COVID vaccines are unknown, and at this point, cannot be known. We do know the vaccines are many times less effective than natural immunity in protecting people, and close to 100 million Americans already have natural immunity. We know that in some cases, the COVID vaccines cause potentially fatal heart problems in the people who take them. One new study shows that teenage boys are 6 times more likely to suffer cardiac damage from the shot than they are to be hospitalized with COVID itself. So, it's a mixed picture that some of what we know about the COVID vaccines. And yet these very same vaccines, which are far less effective than we were told they were initially, which are potentially dangerous for some and completely unnecessary for tens of millions of others, are now nevertheless mandatory for virtually everyone in America. So why is that? Why exactly is that the policy? In his speech to the country last week, Joe Biden didn't bother to explain why. Explanations are not necessary at this point. Your consent is no longer required. So instead, Joe Biden said this. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., President of the United States. I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. We're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. End video clip. Carlson, so that speech was on Thursday, and it really was a pivot point. If you missed the speech, go back and watch it online. That address, Biden's address, was the most divisive speech ever given by a modern American president. Virtually every sentence of the speech reinforced a single point again and again. And it was this: your fellow Americans are dangerous to you. They could kill you, and that includes your family, it includes your friends, it includes the people you sit next to at work. All of these people are threats to you, and only the Biden administration can save you. Quote, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated workers. That's what the president said. Think about that for a moment. Does it make sense? If the vaccine works, and they assure us adamantly that it does work, and they'd punish us if we question how well it works, then how can the unvaccinated possibly pose a threat to the vaccinated? How? What exactly is the risk to the vaccinated from the unvaccinated? Joe Biden didn't tell us the answer. He didn't tell us because he doesn't know. No one knows. There is no answer. The entire argument is transparently absurd. And once you realize that, you realize that none of this endless talking about public health at this point is really about public health. If it was about public health, the authorities would simply make the vaccines available to anyone who wanted a vaccine, call it a victory, which it would be, and leave it there. But that's not what it's about. It's about power. These demands are so obviously irrational that forcing you to accept them without complaint is the whole point of the exercise. It is a form of sadomasochism. It is dominance and submission. It's about power. If they can make you take medicine you don't want or need, they've won. You are theirs. You belong to them. They want this. They want it enough that they are willing to destroy the healthcare system in order to do it. In one of the many ironies from his speech, at the very moment that Joe Biden accused the unvaccinated of wrecking our hospital system, they're going to flood the system, at that moment, actual hospitals around the country were beginning to deny critical services to patients because too many nurses had quit. Why did the nurses quit? Because of the vaccine mandates. They left their jobs rather than get the COVID vaccine. Yesterday, to name one example, a hospital in New York stopped delivering babies. They can't deliver babies because too many nurses have fled from the mandate. In California, the already third world state of medicine has declined dramatically and become a full-blown crisis. California can't hire nurses from out of state because too few will come because they don't want the vaccine. One healthcare executive told Bloomberg News that only about half of his frontline nurses who treat COVID every day have received the COVID vaccination, the rest of those nurses have refused, half. Again, these are people who treat COVID for a living. You can't dismiss them as uninformed, they know more than virtually anyone in the world about the subject, but they've refused the vaccine. Why? No one has answered that question, and until recently, no one thought we would have to answer that question because, until recently, mandatory vaccines were unthinkable even among Democrats. Watch these statements from just a few months ago. Begin video clip. Biden, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it to be mandatory. But I would do everything in my power, just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. Jen Psaki, White House Press Secretary, can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make. Rep. Nancy Pelosi, DCA, we cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do. It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Director, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, no, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that. We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate. End video clip. Carlson, so things are changing so quickly that the population is becoming numb to what the state of affairs was just the other day. For a quick recap, a year ago, they were telling you maybe you shouldn't take the vaccine because Trump created it. A few months ago, they were assuring you, Nancy Pelosi in April assured you, we're never going to require vaccines because we can't do that. We don't have the power. Your medical status is a matter, a sacred matter of privacy, again, that was in April. On Thursday, they required vaccines. Here's where we are today. Begin video clip. Fauci, I would support that if you want to get on a plane and travel with other people that you should be vaccinated. Dr. Jonathan Reiner, CNN medical analyst. You know, flying on an airplane remains a hazard. No one knows the vaccination status of any of the fellow passengers. You're locked in this tube, and it's a privilege to travel. Dr. Zeke Emanuel, Vice Provost of Global Initiatives, University of Pennsylvania, there's more mandates I wish he would have given. I think mandating vaccines for air travel, train travel, or interstate bus travel would also be important. Dr. Lena Wen, CNN medical analyst. There are privileges associated with being an American that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate. It's not a constitutional right as far as I know to board a plane. End video clip. Carlson, so, and we're quoting, if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. The person who said it, the last person in the montage we just played, is the former head of Planned Parenthood. Her name is Lena Wen, and that's quite a statement to make. So here you have a woman who moved to this country from China, sitting authoritatively in a box on CNN lecturing Americans that their most basic birthright, the right to travel within their own country, the country they were born in, is now, in fact, a privilege that the Democratic Party may decide to grant if you follow its demands. Dr. Wen, may I have permission to drive my kids to school? It's pretty shocking if you think about it. How dare somebody say something like that out loud on television? What country is this? But more to the point, why isn't anyone in authority seemed outraged by it? Possibly because a lot of them hope that's our future. Congressman Don Baer of Northern Virginia, a fashionably radical car dealer from Arlington, has already introduced legislation in the House that would require vaccine passports for all domestic air travel in this country. Sound crazy? It's just the first step, phase one of a much larger program. Once authoritarian measures like Don Baer's have made large numbers of otherwise law-abiding Americans desperate enough to use fake vaccine cards, then we'll move to the next phase, and this will likely happen soon. You'll start to hear about the dangerous epidemic of fake documents out there, an epidemic that threatens the public health of this country. Over to you, Wolf. Now keep in mind that the term fake in this context will refer only to documents designed to evade scientifically unjustifiable and transparently partisan COVID regulations, the kinds we're seeing everywhere. The forged documents that millions of foreign nationals use every day to work illegally at, say, Don Baer's car dealerships in Arlington. Those fake documents will get no mention at all. They will never, never be mentioned on CNN because those are the good kind of fake documents. Only racists complain about those fake documents. So, within a short time guaranteed, we will have another mass panic, this one about fake vaccination cards. And into this hysteria will step Fauci and Biden and Lena Wen and the rest of the power grabbers and the political media access. And suddenly they will have the perfect solution to this terrifying new crisis of fake vaccine cards. And the answer, needless to say, will be digital COVID passports. It'll be so obvious. All your key personal health information protected by your unique biometric signature stored safely forever in the cloud. It's perfect. It's highly efficient. Only a Russian QAnon operative could oppose something so obviously good and essential to public health. Just don't forget to bring your fingerprints with you the next time you want to leave your house or buy food or fly on an airplane or visit your children in college or have a job or get access to your checking account, because Lena Wen is going to need to verify that you're following all of the rules. All of those things are privileges now. They're not rights. They can be taken away. If that sounds like a fever dream or paranoia, rest assured that it's not. Without mass resistance, that is exactly what is coming. And it's coming soon, and once it does come, the question is, where does it go from there? In a moment of centralized tech surveillance combined with mass social conformity, and that's exactly the country we're living in right now, there aren't many limits to where it could go. If they can force you to take a vaccine that you don't need, what can't they do? Why don't they, I don't know, make you take psychiatric drugs if you're persistently disobedient? Express the wrong view, get a Thorazine shot. Why couldn't they do that? What is the limiting principle on them? In fact, you can imagine a panel of CNN doctors explaining that we'd all be a lot safer if the mentally ill propagandists on the radical right got the treatment they need and stopped spreading their dangerous conspiracy theories. So giving them psychotropic meds is an urgent matter of public health. Does that sound far-fetched? How about if these school therapists convinced your 6-year-old to switch genders and accept chemical castration? At this point, why should you be able to stop that from happening? Why should you have any say at all? You're not a doctor, you're just a parent, and you have no power. If you're no longer in control of your own body, and thanks to the vaccine mandates we've established that you are not in control of your own body, what gives you the right to control your child's body? That's a good question. As Joe Biden himself told the country on Thursday, this is not about freedom, and that's true. It's not about freedom. Keep in mind it wasn't so long ago that authorities in this country forcibly sterilized and lobotomized American citizens against their will. Why? In the name of public health. And it wasn't just a few people, by the way. It was a lot of people. So explain slowly so we can understand why that can't happen again. Tell us why some version of that isn't unfolding right now. Suddenly things are moving very fast, and they are all moving in a very specific direction. Just the other day, one of the most prominent members of the United States Senate, a former Harvard law professor called Elizabeth Warren, wrote a public letter to Amazon demanding that the site ban books that she disagrees with. So here you have a self-described liberal who is a law professor at our premier law school calling for book burning. Did you think you'd live to see that? The most amazing thing is that no one seemed to notice. Not that we can assure whether people noticed or not, because at this point, you can't really know what average Americans think of anything because they're no longer allowed to tell you. Express a forbidden opinion, and you're pulled off the internet. You could be fired. So there's not a lot of incentive left to speak your mind in the United States. And yet, occasionally, you do get glimpses of what the public thinks, especially when large groups of people have had a few beers. Here is something, for example, that's been happening at sporting events recently. Video clip plays. Carlson, now, you may agree with that or not, but think about it for a second. It's kind of a weird thing to chant at a game. Joe Biden is not on the field, so why are the fans swearing at Joe Biden? Because they're mad. What are they mad about? Maybe they know they're being played. Maybe they know perfectly well that no matter what Joe Biden and his minions say in public, COVID, bad as it isn't even close to the greatest crisis this country actually faces right now. In other words, white supremacy, by the way, or the mullahs in Iran or ISIS-K or whatever bloated threat the industrial lie machine has manufactured this week for you to fear. Most people understand it's all crap, and they know it's crap because they live here. And they know the greatest crisis that America actually faces is the disintegration of America itself and not just the social fabric. What do we all have in common again? More than that, the physical reality of the country is disintegrating. The buildings, the natural landscape, and above all, the people, a lot of them are falling apart. Look around. Yes, Americans are dying in large numbers, but it's not from a Chinese flu virus. The real dangers to the population are much more obvious than that. And they're omnipresent. It's loneliness, it's suicide, it's fast food, it's broken relationships, it's Xanax and fentanyl, and cheap beer. Americans are dying in large numbers of self-inflicted deaths caused by sadness and neglect. That is true. The footage we're about to show you makes this point. It was shot in downtown Philadelphia not long ago. But it could have been in nearly any big city in America. Chicago or San Francisco or Seattle or New York or Washington, D.C. Pick one, and the video is not a secret. It has millions of hits on YouTube, but here's the interesting thing. No one in Washington we've heard has mentioned it. Do you see that? Right there on the screen. That's the real crisis that we face. It's right in front of us, the walking dead haunting our cities and forgotten rural towns. How did they get there? There are hundreds and hundreds of them just in Philadelphia shuffling, moaning, shooting up, dying all under daylight in a major American city. And by the way, right down the street from where our founding documents were written. Imagine the selfless geniuses who framed our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, returning 250 years later to see what their country has become. So, that is the actual crisis that we face. It is the degradation of our people, but rather than fix it or care about it, which is the first step toward fixing it, they increase the degradation. Bow to our will, or we will punish you. Violate your own beliefs. Give us your dignity. At the very moment when the American population desperately needs to be loved, helped, understood, uplifted, they are being degraded and punished by their leaders. How is that going to end? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.